Amari, can you please read our statements, please?
Yes. The Veterans Affairs Committee meeting has now commenced. As voted on by the committee, this meeting is being held virtually on Microsoft Teams. As we continue our efforts of meeting virtually, we ask all commissioners and guests to mute yourselves until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. For those who have dialed in using the call-in number, to unmute yourself to speak, dial *6 on your phone. Prior to speaking, please announce who you are to identify yourself. As a reminder, this meeting is being recorded. Please advise the chat function has been disabled and is not available for use. Also, to comply with state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by way of a roll call using audio. Martin Belden?
Here.
William Burks? William Burks? Terry Byron?
Present.
Casey Diaz? Casey Diaz? Bruce Hayes?
Here.
Ann Hollis?
Present.
Henry Johnson?
Present.
Rosie?
Yes. Here.
James Lewis? James Lewis? Melvin Morgan?
Here.
Lorraine Obregon?
Here.
Marlene Ruiz? Marlene Ruiz? Gary Smith? And Tom Tunks.
All right, so with that, we'll call this meeting to order. Someone join? Who was joining?
I think it's
Marlon Ruiz, M-O-W-W.
We now have 9.
Wonderful. Thank you, Amari. All right. So, Henry, can you please lead us in our invocation?
Oh, Heavenly Father, Great Spirit, Yahweh, allow us to proceed and get things done with the knowledge to pass to other veterans in the Tucson area. With your guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will conduct our business, and we ask that you watch over us. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for that. All right, so a quick introduction of our guest today. So, as always, the Sava Hicks director, Jennifer Gutkowski, welcome. Matt Langson, was he able to make it from the City of Tucson, Veteran Affairs? Okay. I know he will be joining us as he has updates and everything from his side. And, of course, special guest tonight, right, Councilwoman Nikki Lee. So, very excited. I did add her onto the committee report, so that way if you have anything to say, Nikki, you'll have that opportunity there at that point. So welcome to all of our guests. Okay, so now on to item 4, approval of our legal action report from our previous meeting. Are there any questions or comments on that?
Mark, I make a motion we accept the report.
Butch Morgan, second.
Okay, so roll call.
Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron? I think you're muted.
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Bless you. Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz.
Yes.
Passes 9-0.
Okay. All right, so now on to Treasurer's Report.
Okay, during the month of March, we had no money come in. We spent no money. So our balance is still $1,455.21 at the start of April. Now, we did have two donations come in this month, one from Jim Click for $500, one for the American Legion Auxiliary Post 132 for $500. So they'll show up in next month's report. So that helped our bottom line a little bit.
Absolutely.
Any questions?
I make a motion we accept the treasury report as read and posted on our emails.
Mitch Morgan, second it due to audit.
Can we do a roll call? Martin Belden?
Yes.
Harry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Passes 9-0.
Amari, Tom Tunks did join just as we were starting.
Tom, were you here to hear the treasurer's report?
I was.
And do you vote yes or no?
Yes.
That's good. Thank you. Passes 10-0. I apologize.
Thank you for noticing that, Terry. Okay. So now on to item 6, our committee report. So first up, Ms. Jennifer Gutowski.
Good evening, everyone. Hope you're doing well out there. I am also joined this evening by Orlando Ford from Public Affairs, who's on the line. Just want to give you a couple of hot topics to share with all of you. We do have some upcoming important meetings. We're going to have our quarterly congressional VSO and stakeholder meeting on Tuesday, April 23rd from 1 to 2 p.m. That's on Teams, and so we'll be providing more detailed updates and reports then. So we certainly invite you to join. If you need information on that, contact our Public Affairs office. We've got some recognition activities coming up. We have our volunteer recognition barbecue. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 24th from 2:30 to 4 at our sports park located on our main campus. So we'll be honoring the hard work of our volunteers and really appreciate them. We also are starting back up, which I'm grateful for, what we refer to as the last roll call ceremony of remembrance. So this is a time on Friday, April 12th, that we'll be having a memorial service honoring the lives and sacrifices of our veterans who have passed away. And that's from 1 to 2. And if you are interested in that, we do ask that you RSVP because there's limited seating for that because we're doing that in person. Also want to mention the Center for Development and Civic Engagement, or formerly known as Voluntary Services, wants me to be sure that I'm mentioning that we're recruiting volunteers for various positions throughout the hospital. So if you know folks, and I know sometimes during the summer, people, you know, may be out of town, but there might be some folks also looking for activities to do. We are looking for drivers, in-home visitors, chaplain office assistants, concierge info desk, comfort cart, all types of activities, yoga instructors even. So we're looking for all kinds of folks to be willing to volunteer their time. And speaking of yoga instructors, We're working really hard to increase our whole health programming and services. And the whole health is our VA's approach to supporting mind, body, and spirit for our veterans. And so we have lots of different programs about mindfulness and moving the body, but not a lot of veterans are taking us up on this. And these are all free classes. So if you can help me spread the word about whole health so that we can get more veterans enrolled, that would be greatly appreciated. And the last update that I'll share with you tonight that I really wanted to mention was that VA is expanding healthcare eligibility to millions of veterans. So the VA announced that all veterans who were exposed to toxins and other hazards while serving in the military at home or abroad will be eligible to directly enroll in VA healthcare beginning March 5th. So that means for all veterans who served in Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, global war and terror, any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll without first applying for VA benefits. Additionally, veterans who were never deployed but were exposed to toxins or hazards while training or on active duty in the U.S. will also be eligible to enroll. So this is one of the largest ever expansions of VA healthcare. So this is really significant that this is now being opened up. So help me spread the word. As I always tell folks, you know, laws and rules change. You may not have been eligible for a healthcare, VA healthcare yesterday, but you may be today. So good to get the word out there, and thank you for being and assisting in that effort. Orlando, am I leaving anything out that you feel would be important for us to highlight today?
The only thing that comes to mind, ma'am, is volunteer service, well, CDCE. They need Yuma drivers. They're really hurting for Yuma drivers. So if you know anyone down there in Yuma, or someone up here in Tucson that's able to make that drive for them, definitely reach out so we can connect them. Other than that, ma'am, nope. As always, you nailed it.
May I ask a clarification? You mean ferrying people from Yuma to the VA hospital up here?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Henry Johnson here. Jennifer, throughout the hospital, I get all kinds of different rules and regulations concerning service dogs. Sometimes I can take them into the clinic. Sometimes I can't. Things out in the civilian world, there's no issues. The VA, there is. Is it written somewhere, or somebody can talk to me about it?
Yeah, great question. And I can provide this group in writing through Amari, some of the guidance that we have on service animals, if that would be helpful. And certainly, Henry, happy to answer any specific questions. I know some of the procedure areas like operating rooms and such were not able to bring in the animals due to the sterile environment. But let me get more details for you, and I'll send that through Amari to share with the whole group. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I was basically like dental is the big one, and then orthopedics is flip-flops. So, yes, I would definitely appreciate that, and I'm sure that the group would too. Thank you.
You bet. And I noted dental and the ortho clinic were specific questions about what's allowed in those areas. Thank you. I see Lorraine's hand is raised. Lorraine Obregon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, everyone, for your service and for being here tonight. I have a quick question regarding VA healthcare. One thing that I've encountered this last month is some of your, I don't want to say liaisons, but more like case management. When their veterans are in different facilities post-acute, do you have a social worker that helps them? Because there are situations where they don't have capacity, like mental capacity, and they need public fiduciary services, which, you know, the Pima County Aging on Aging directs you over to the public fiduciary. However, there's court papers that need to be done. And is there any way that – I'm trying to put this gently so it doesn't sound really bad, because we've had a situation where we're taking care of veterans, but yet the VA is paying for them, their contract, but – the expectation is for the post-acute service or facility to provide the public fiduciary, which we don't. And so because you need a court guardianship or conservatorship and you need a physician's letter, do you have social services that work with case management in that situation? Because I'm finding that we have a big impasse with some of our veterans because then they cut them off on pay for the care. And what do you do in a situation like that? Can you send me a resource or send Amari, and that way we can kind of work together in the city or find a way that we can facilitate the services for these incapacitated veterans?
Lauren, you ask a really good question, and I might need to research that a little bit more with my chief of social work so I understand the ramifications. May I have permission to contact you? I don't know if it's possible, Madam Chair, to contact Lorraine outside so I can connect her directly with my chief of social work to make sure we're understanding the issue so that I can then direct the appropriate kind of information back to this group.
This is Terry Byron as judge advocate. As long as we don't have a large group of our committee members present, you are able to contact her directly.
Okay. Lorraine, can you either give me your contact information or do that through, I know I can't use the chat box.
Maybe I can send you her email.
Great. That would be great.
Okay.
Lorraine, would that be okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, because okay. I'm going to want to have a separate conversation with you and my head of social work so you can explain a little bit further what you're seeing, and then I can get the best person to help navigate that that answer and then share that with the team. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet.
This is Terry Byron. I had a question for you. The information you shared right now, will it be in your director's report coming out soon, or?
Yes, it should have been sent out, I believe, for April. If you've not received that, please let our public affairs team know through, what is the email group, Orlando PAO? What's your PAO email group?
PAO.savahix@va.gov.
Yeah, let us know.
And I can send it out to Amari if need be, if you guys would like for that. I could send a director's report to Amari and she can distribute it out to you guys if you would like that.
That'd be great, Orlando. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Martin Belden. It's actually in the packet that Amari sent out.
Oh, great. Great. Wonderful.
The treasurer's report.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Well, not seeing any other questions, thank you all so much for the opportunity to share with you, and I'll look forward to getting those responses back to everyone.
Wonderful. And thank you again, Jennifer. Okay. So next up, the Arizona Veterans Memorial Cemetery. Do we have Tuffy or Ann?
Well, I can speak. I just came from a meeting last night. There will be a Missing in America interment this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Veterans Cemetery. Also on the 19th of April, a World War II Missing in America Tech Sergeant Zifide will be interred at noon on the 19th. And there's a committee forming to make work an additional access road to the cemetery from the north, from Pinal Air Park. So not so much for the people from Tucson, but the people coming from the north, it will assist their access. Also on Memorial Day, the Veterans Cemetery is having its ceremony at 8 in the morning. That's May 27th. And that's all I have.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you, Chair. I have a little bit to add. I'm growing in my experience in volunteer work. So I did reach out to Arizona Veterans Memorial cemetery that's in Marana. And it's my understanding, because I did help a gentleman, a patient, where wanted to buy a pre-need arrangement but didn't have DD-214. I know there's a link out there. But somehow, if we can get that either on the website or on some kind of a maybe newsletter, I'm not sure what route we want to use of that, but a lot of them don't know that if you get a pre-need, you have to pre-register with a cemetery, but they will help you get the DD-214. The only difference is, unless you're in person with an ID, a decedent obviously is not going to get a copy, but if they have an ID with them, and they will give them a copy, but they have to be in person. So just kind of a little caveat for those who want to plan ahead, that they can, if they don't have their DD-214, they can reach out to the cemetery in Marana, and they will help them and provide them. And it may not be priority. It does go to national, because, of course, decedents are priority. But I'm just loving this, and I'm learning so much more and being able to help in the veteran sector. But thank you for that. That's all I wanted to say.
One add-on that ties into that, the Veteran Cemetery in Marana has been understaffed until now. It is now fully staffed. So there'll be more people who can assist for those who need it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that.
Off the topic, Lorraine, could you pull the top of your computer so we can see more of your face? Right now it's being cut off at the mouth. Thank you. It was driving me nuts. I'm sorry.
All right. So moving on to item 6C, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services. Is Tubby able to join us?
He's not present.
Okay. Thank you for that, Amari. All right, so now I am to item 60, Councilwoman Nikki Lee.
Thank you, everyone. First of all, I want to thank you all for the invitation to come tonight to spend some time with you all. And I want to thank each of you for spending time serving on this committee. I know it's an extra thing in your day, and I really appreciate each of you for everything that you do. Just a little update from my standpoint. I have a couple things that I think might be of interest for you all to know what we're working on. Internally to the City of Tucson organization, for the past 4 years, I've been up to a few different initiatives. I came in and realized that we didn't really have much of a program or opportunity for veterans who work in the City of Tucson to come together. We all know how deep the connection is amongst us veterans and how much crap talking we do amongst branches, and we were kind of missing that. So I formed our first employee resource group within the City of Tucson around our veterans, and over time transitioned that over. We actually elected a leadership group to run that, and I still serve as the executive sponsor. So we're focused on how we continue to create opportunities around Veterans Day, around the Marine Corps birthday, just any way we can pull the troops together, the veterans together, and give them an opportunity to build relationships across departments and build that camaraderie inside the City of Tucson organization. So that's been really promising. We continue to try to find our veterans within our organization and pull them in so that they have some resources available internally. We also launched the SkillBridge program inside the City of Tucson about 2 years ago. That is a program, if you're not familiar, that allows transitioning service members to come work for an organization for up to 180 days prior to their separation or retirement from the military. I don't know how, for those of you who are veterans, how your transition out of the military went, but it took me 13 years after I got out of the Air Force to find a job within the City of Tucson. I was working at Fort Huachuca. I was working in Iraq. I was working for companies in other parts of the country remotely here in Tucson. And it took me a long time to find a local job. So the struggle was very real for me. So anything that we can do to ease that transition on our service members is really important. So we have all the infrastructure in place. We've had several SkillBridge interns come over. And the challenge that we're working through now is, how do we, from having them do their internship, create an opportunity for them to come on as permanent employees. So we're working through that process now so that we don't lose that talent that just came and spent up to 6 months with us. And then they have to go back out and look for another job. So we're working through that with human resources now, but we are kind of the next iteration is looking at military spouses and their families. You know, we have a lot of people who are stationed here locally. Their spouses are amazingly talented people who have to jump around with their spouse. So how can we pull them into some of these positions and give them opportunities as well? Because they're amazing people and we would love to do that. So that's a little bit about what we're up to internally within the City of Tucson organization that we've been working on. External to that, I represent Ward 4, and so that encompasses Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. DM is what brought me here to Tucson 21 years ago now, and I stayed and I never left. So I have a strong connection with the base. And just some things that we're working on together with the base and the military in general here in the state of Arizona is around housing, affordability, and availability. As you all know, housing is getting very expensive and the base only has so much housing available for the airmen to live in. In parallel to that, we have the big transition, the retirement of the A-10s that's happening and the incoming special operations unit. So we're going to have a period of transition where we have some A-10 folks here from Air Combat Command, and then we have special operations coming in. And so we need a lot of housing to support both of those folks during that transition. So that's something that's at the top of the mind for Colonel Mills here at Davis-Monthan, and military commanders across the state are really worried about housing affordability. So we continue to work through that and try to make policies that support the development of more housing here in Tucson. Again, I touched on the big transition that is happening. We'll see fewer and fewer A-10s in the sky over the next 18 months or so as those do finally retire, and we have some new operations, new missions at Davis-Monthan. We recently had a groundbreaking ceremony here in Ward 4 for the Department of Emergency Management through the state and the Arizona National Guard Readiness Center. So they're building a brand new center out here in Ward 4. It's going to be very focused on transportation, and it's going to bring about 300 soldiers out our direction once a month, a couple weeks out of the year for those different drill weekends. So we're really excited about that investment in the community and that new facility for the local guards people who are here in our community already. And then I do sit on the Davis-Monthan Valley Council, so I'm regularly attending there. We actually have a meeting on Friday where we'll go on base and kind of get an update from Colonel Mills and see what's going on there and see what the base is working on. And then we kind of have a special project we're working on right now, which is quite challenging. We have the 100-acre woods park that's across the street from the base. It was in Ward 4, but when we did our ward redistricting, it got moved into Ward 6. But that has become a space where we have the largest homeless encampment in the city of Tucson. And so we have some challenges there that we're trying to work through. They have to get into the wash area to do remediation for PFAS, the chemical contamination that happened as a result of firefighting foam. And we have to clear out a lot of people who are unsheltered in that area and get them housed and get that area kind of fenced off so they can do PFAS remediation. So we're working closely with the base on that effort right now, and trying to be good partners because that's going to be a multi-year project and important for the community because we have to remediate that water supply and make sure we can get those wells back online. So those are just some of the things coming from our area. Jennifer, I will absolutely include in our newsletter the enrollment opportunities. I believe that's under the PACT Act, if that's correct. So we'll share that out widely as well. That's very exciting for so many folks to have access to VA healthcare benefits. I know my husband and I do, and we're very grateful for that. So, Rosie, I don't know if you want me to take any questions, but that's really everything I wanted to report out today.
Any questions or comments? I think we're very excited to have a representative coming here and telling us about what's all going on in the city. You know, I mean, one, to be sanctioned by you guys, but to also get that information is really important to us to help share. And any support that you need from us or the groups that we represent, we want to be here for you guys too. So who raised their
Henry
hand?
John.
Oh, sorry.
Henry Johnson here. I want to thank you personally for coming. The last council member or mayor we had was Rothschild, and we really appreciate you coming and showing that it's not a lost cause trying to get one of you here. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I get invited to a lot of things, but when I saw that come across my inbox, I said, absolutely. I would love to come talk to this amazing group because I'm just so grateful for everything that you all do. So thank you, Henry.
So scheduled or unscheduled, Nikki, just let us know when you'd like to come. If you have any updates, you don't have to come every single meeting, but whenever you do, we do shut down, obviously, you may know, from June until August. So, Lorraine, I believe you had something.
I do. Lorraine Obregon, Junior Vice Chair here, Gold Star Mother. Thank you, Miss Lee. I know I originally reached out to you and you responded immediately. Since a few months have passed by, but thank you. I have a couple of questions and then I have a comment. Well, let me just tell you this first. I was invited to, if anyone's aware of Fort Huachuca, Warrior, and Centennial Field, we're going to have an LT Dan band with Gary Sinise. So those who have the ability to get on base, it's going to be April 27th. And it is in the evening. He would like to meet all the Gold Star families or mothers. But it's open to anybody who would like to go. Of course, I have to have access to Fort Huachuca to get on base. The other thing was, do you have a way of, or I'd like to see in the community, because I know that some of the seniors and Vietnam veterans have never done an honor flight. How can I get that information? And how can I help them with the paperwork? Because they really want to do this honor flight. How would I need resources is what I need. And do you provide that for the community? That'd be great if every ward would do that. That'd be really nice. I know we have some pockets in the city that don't have wards. So, and maybe they're not all in tune with going on the website. Is there any way we can get that information? And thank you.
I'm taking a note right now on the process. I know that's a different nonprofit organization that does the honor flights. But I will have our team look into what the process is like and who all needs to be connected there, Lorraine, and then we can reach out and provide whatever information we've been able to pull together.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Nikki. And like I said, whenever you want to come and join us, just let Amari know. Okay. You're always welcome.
Will do.
Thank you. For the updates. All right. Okay, everyone. So that completes item 6. And so now on to item 7, the Memorial for Vietnam Veteran Memorial Park. Butch, Terry, do you have any updates for us?
Yes, this is Butch Morgan. We had a great turnout on March 29th. A very beautiful day and great turnout with people for the dedicating of the wall of the site where the granite wall will be on. And hopefully between now and next March 29th, we have it, the plaque and everything up. It's just a matter of getting a few donations to help us pay for the engraving and putting the granite wall up and the bronze plaque that goes along with it. And on the bronze plaque, it'll have places where people that donate, we can put their names at a certain amount is being donated. Isn't that right, Terry?
Yeah, a minimum of $200. And we only have space for like 6 donors. So depending on the length of the name.
Otherwise, it is moving forward. We got permission to put it up, and everything is waiting to get things done for his engraving.
So I will send Amari a mock-up of the bronze plaque. It's not exact, but it looks better than the one that I did and had printed. We have a quote from the bronze company, which is at cost from my company from Dignity Memorial, and we'll just keep moving forward to get it all taken care of.
Wonderful. Thank you both for all your hard work. I know it wasn't easy. I had quite a few roadblocks and everything, so thank you, and I'm glad it turned out really well for you guys. Do we have any questions on that one? Okay. So item 8, 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
Yeah, this is Butch again. We have got the place where we're going to have it. It is the Desert Diamond Casino, March 29th of 2025. Again, the cost is going to be at around $11,000. And that is to put it for a luncheon. And Martin, you may have helped me out here, but I forgot where I did my thing for the what's on the luncheon menu.
This is Martin Belden. Hang on.
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
It's La Quina. I think that's how you pronounce it.
La Cantina.
Okay. It's going to be a buffet style, and it looks like all we got to do now is sit down and start planning a program for it. And again, looking for donations to help put that on, but we want all veterans organizations there that have Vietnam veterans to be part of it and everything. It's just not my chapter putting it on. We want all the veterans organizations in Tucson to be part of that. Because they do, each and every one of them I know has at least 3 or 4, or if not more, Vietnam veterans in it. And we want to put on a good program for them. Terry, Martin, either one of you have anything else?
Yeah, this is Terry. We'll get a letter of invitation out. We have a save the date. I will send that to Amari so that we can start sharing it. But we'll get a letter of invitation and request for donation sent out soon.
Yeah, this is Martin Belden. We've put the deposit down for the date. We have hotel rooms. Terry has the information on that for the night before the day of, for anybody's coming in from out of town and or doesn't want to drive back that night. So Terry, we'll get all that supplied out to everybody.
Wonderful. Okay. Any other questions or comments there? Okay. So now on to item 9, the military lounge. Do we have Mignon or Terry updates for that?
Yeah, I haven't heard from Minoy for a while, so I'm not sure if she's in that position anymore, so I'll have to reach out to the airport again and find out what's going on there.
Okay.
I'm sure if they needed water, they got Marty's number. They would let him know.
Yeah, this is Martin Belden. Yeah, they call me direct when they need it.
Well, that's good to know that it's been silent on your end. So thank you for letting us know that. Okay. All right. And then is Kathy here for social media presence? Okay. Don't think. So I will send that link again to Amari so we can send it out to everyone. Follow us on Facebook, add your posts, add your events from your groups and everything there too, even if it's just save the dates, so we can get that information disseminated out for you guys too. Okay. All right, so item 11, Lorraine. I mean, we kind of had our outreach tonight. Oh, yes. Sorry, Lorraine, missed your hand. Go ahead.
That's okay, Chair. I just wanted to make sure that, Martin, did you receive the donation for Operation Exodus for the military lounge at all? I mailed it out. Let's see.
Yes.
I think it was. You did. Perfect.
My report that it got in.
Oh, yes.
It won't show up in the report till next month when I report what happened this month. So,
okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, I'll keep asking. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, they're there. We got one from you for Jim Click for 500. So
yes,
that's good because he doesn't always donate except through the big raffle thing.
Oh, he's really good when I reach out to him. He's never turned me down, so I'll just keep after him. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to have you, Lorraine. Let's see here. I wonder if we should post something on social media. Maybe not the amount. Maybe something like a little thank you to Jim Click, you know? No? Okay. All right. Did y'all want to leave item 11 on there to outreach to the mayor and council since we're now starting to get them to show up and brief us on what they're doing? Or do y'all want to keep that on the agenda or remove that?
So this is Terry. I think we should keep it on the agenda, especially since we're getting ready to go dark.
Okay. Okay, so we'll do that. Okay, so item 12, VAC fundraising strategies. Obviously, our donation letters are working, so I think we should definitely keep with that. And having Lorraine, you know, really bringing in some real good ones, too. So besides the donation letters, any other ideas? I know one of the ideas is that has come up for some of the women vet groups is the Reads Across America. We can also sell them online, and you get like $5 per read for that. No. Oh, we got to be a nonprofit.
Unfortunately, we are not a nonprofit. The affairs committee is not a nonprofit.
I have to think. I know there's some groups. You also have to be 501. I know there's like some groups where you can sell like coffee online or candies. Is that also for nonprofits, Deanna?
Yes.
They are? Okay. Okay. Looks like donation letters.
That doesn't stop organizations from doing it for us and donating the money to us in that fashion. So that's an idea.
So this is Lorraine Obregon again, Junior Vice Chair, Gold Star Mother. So I am involved with the Reads Across America. What I'll do is I'll reach out to them and see if they can just give me as a single sponsor and what I can do separate because I'm a Gold Star Mother, see if I can get some of those wreaths, the donations to go towards our VAC. Will that be acceptable or is that not going to be acceptable? Because I want to make sure that I'm compliant and it's not going to be a conflict of interest.
Lorraine, it's not a conflict of interest, but I don't know that they have that kind of wiggle room. Because they're a nonprofit themselves, and so you know, for them to, they have their bylaws and their goals, and their goals are to, you know, provide.
So pardon me. Yes, pardon me for that. Separate from VAC, I am a Gold Star Mother, which I have a 501c3.
I understand.
I always did the Reads Across America, and what would happen was that money would then go, but we're no longer together as a unit for American Gold Star Mothers in the city of Tucson. In other words, it's each individual independent. So you're saying that I can't take any of those proceeds from that organization and donate it to back? I think I'll call Reads Across America and see.
If you register with Reads Across America as a Gold Star Mother 501c3, you need to have a cemetery that you're going to donate the
funds to. I do have one.
And then whatever funds you raise from that, you can do whatever you want to with those funds.
Okay, so then I could donate them, correct, to City of Tucson because, yes, because I've been, since my son died on the 4th of July of 2020, I've been a part of that. So, okay, I can do some research and get back with you hopefully next month before we go dark. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Henry Johnson here. Just a note. Lorraine, if you want me to personally push the issue, I will be at their national headquarters this July.
That sounds great.
Okay. All right. So on to item 13, consideration approval of our members. Appointment of Suzanne Bond, recommended by Esperanza Escalante. I'm glad because it's been a while since we had a rep from them. And appointment of Marco Cisco, recommended by the Tucson PD. I know she also had sat in the past for Honor Flight. I didn't get a chance to check. Let me look back and see if she did or not. But anyways, were y'all able to look at their letters and everything, or any questions or comments with that?
So this is Terry Byron, Judge Advocate. I have a question for Amari. Do we need to do two separate motions, or can we do one motion to accept both members?
I believe we could do one motion to accept both members.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept Susan Bond and Margo Cisco on the
Okay, I'm going to go to roll call. Martin Belden?
Yes.
Terry Byron?
Yes.
Bruce Hayes?
Yes.
Ann Hollis?
Yes.
Henry Johnson?
Yes.
Rosie?
Yes.
Melvin Morgan?
Yeah. Yes.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes.
Tom Tunks?
Yes.
Passes 10-0. They will be on the next mayor and council meeting, I believe, of April 25th.
Excellent. And I believe we have on the phone one of our newer members. I think you were saying, Amari, that the mayor and council just approved her, but she still needs to do her swear in her paperwork and everything. So she's here, but she's not able to vote. So, Alicia, welcome to the group. And we can't wait to have you as a full-fledged member our next meeting next month. Okay. All right. So now on to the report for the good of the order here. Do y'all want to go down roll call and see if y'all have anything? We can do that. Okay.
Martin Belden?
Nothing.
Terry Byron?
I have a couple of things. So I want to thank everybody for their support at the Vietnam Veterans Day celebration on the 29th. That was really nice to see everybody out there. And I want to thank everybody for their support at the Nighthawk 7/24th Annual Memorial Service. We had a good crowd out there as well. And thank everybody for coming out and placing a wreath in honor of those 19 proud Marines. Memorial Day, all the cemeteries have events. Southlawn Cemetery has theirs at 9 a.m. VFW Post 549 will be doing their ritual ceremony. And at Eastlawn, 9 a.m., Sam's Post 81 will be emceeing the event, and the VFW Post 4903 will be having their ritual ceremony. So hopefully we can get all the organizations to place a wreath at all the locations around town. But if you can only pick two, pick Eastlawn and Southlawn.
A note before we move on, Henry Johnson, we can't forget the Navy Corpsman too, who died on the Osprey.
Right. Well, we consider them Marines, so.
Bruce Hayes?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Thank you. And Hollis?
Yes, from the Military Officers Association of Tucson, annually we give scholarships to ROTC cadets who are not on an ROTC scholarship. So we'll be doing that this month at our monthly luncheon on the 25th.
Henry Johnson?
Yeah, the SAMS Color Guards has been really busy and so on. And for the last month and a half, we've gone to junior ROTC celebration ceremonies and gave out certificates and a medal for their being in the ROTC, so our junior ROTC. That's pretty much it. And then with the summer coming, the calendar will be coming out at the end of the month. So that's about it.
Rosie? Okay. So, of course, you know, continue to send to me any women vets in the community that you would like honored by the Women's Military Memorial for our Living Legend Proclamation. And by the way, I forgot to thank you, Jennifer Katowski, for honoring Helen on her birthday. So, you know, of course, one of our remaining World War II vets, male, female, out there, right? So thank you for that. I will probably be reaching out to a few of the groups out there in the community. One of the things that I'm planning on from Raytheon, since I work in recruiting and everything there, specifically, I'm in the military affairs office. I know I spoke with some of Jennifer's Voc Rehab counselors yesterday, and they're going to see if maybe they can lend us the auditorium, because I want to do a Tucson Invitational where I'm going to be focusing on our union non-degree type of positions. I have probably between all of us maybe 40-50 positions that we can fill, but they're going to be coming with hiring some job offers that day. So we're not going to waste time. We're going to bring them in, interview, and get job offers on that same day. That's our goal. Like I said, some of the folks at the VA said that they may do that, and at the same time tell them about what the VA has to offer and all the resources out in the community. I think it's a great time to talk about what else is out there. You know, the American Legions, MOAA, MOWW, all these other groups, the Gold Star Mothers, because yes, we do have them that work for us too, Lorraine. So we want to make sure that we're representing a lot of these groups and letting them know we have a really strong veteran community here that's going to welcome them to the area. So I'll be reaching out about that as soon as we solidify. I got to get the commitment for the positions, but it looks like everybody's on board. It's just getting that all squared away. So I think that's all for me. Melvin Morgan?
Nothing else at this time.
Lorraine Obregon?
Yes, thank you all again for your service. And thank you for being here tonight. I just want to remind everyone on this very special event at Fort Huachuca. It's Saturday, April 27th at the Warrior Centennial Field. It starts at 6 o'clock. It's the Light or LT Dan Band with Gary Sinise. It's going to be really special. If anybody can make
Debbie Lizard. Oh, no, I think it froze.
Yeah, I think she froze. I thought it was me at first, but I was like, no, I see how it's moving.
Okay. Marlon Rui?
Right here. Yeah, what happened? Oh, my goodness.
You froze on it.
That's okay. So she's just a contact that I have for life, I guess. In any event, if anyone can join, I think it would be really amazing. So if we can unite, but if not, I look forward to some other events in the community. Thank you. That's all.
Marlon Ruiz?
Yes, good evening to everyone. As of the beginning of April, we entered a couple of peak seasons for MOWW. The first being, as already has been reported by some of our colleagues in the VSO community, JROTC and ROTC award season. We have about 26 award ceremonies already on our calendar for the month of April. And that's taken in consideration just Southern Arizona, the state of Utah. And for the first time this year, we picked up 5 high schools in central New Mexico. So a lot of travel involved in the next couple of weeks. We are also in the early planning stages of our annual Arizona Youth Leadership Conference that the MOWW sponsors student scholars, JROTC, scouting, supports across the board all sorts of youth leadership and mentorship programs. Historically, it has been done up in Glendale, Central Arizona, at the ASU West Campus. This year, we're changing it up just a bit. We'll be working in collaboration with the Arizona North, the National Guard, at the Papago Parks military training facilities up there. That's for the first week of July. Until then, we'll be doing JROTC and ROTC award ceremonies, averaging about 2 to 3 a week. And I'll be out of pocket next week. I'm headed to Kansas City. I should be back in time for the next meeting, which will be the last before we the summer recess. Subject to any questions, that concludes my brief.
Well, don't you also have a big event for August 2025, right? The first week of August at Desert Diamond? Is that still on, Marlon?
Say again?
Your big convention also?
Yeah, the big convention, we're also planning on that. However, we're standing down for the next 2 months because the 2024 convention is getting ready to do its final planning up in Philadelphia. So we've been asked to kind of pause our planning efforts until the Philadelphia convention gets underway. That'll be the first week of August for this year. Ours will be a year from this August for 2025, and it'll be in Tucson at the Desert Diamond Casino. And we'll be having a site survey crew coming in from the D.C. area for either October or November of this year. So maybe we'll have an opportunity to introduce some of you to that site survey team, because we want the VAC to be part of a panel discussion of community providers to the veterans community and services here for 2025.
Wonderful. Man, we're giving Desert Diamond a lot of business, aren't we?
So I'm told.
And Tom Tokes.
I don't have anything. Thank you.
Thank you. That's everyone.
So are we able to have, I wanted to see, Alicia, are you still on the line? So Alicia that's joining our group, I apologize. I didn't realize she wasn't going to be a full-fledged member. Otherwise, I would have added her onto the committee reports. So Alicia is the new chair for Tucson Veterans Serving Veterans. So if she's on, if she could tell us about the stand down.
Hi. Yes, I'm still here. The stand down that we had on, I think it was the 14th and 15th of March, we had that at the Ramada Inn. We were able to help 175 veterans. We're still brainstorming for next year to get a bigger space. But overall, it was a pretty good event, and I'm excited to learn more about how we can impact a bigger piece of the homeless community, because what I heard was it's close to 800 homeless veterans. So if we can reach more than 175, then that would be fantastic. But thank you all for having me. Yeah.
So So I did hear that this year y'all ran out of food, actually, right?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So I'm hoping maybe next year we can provide a little bit of money to help supplement with that. So we definitely want to make sure that I'm glad to have you on the board, because any support that you can get, I don't care if it's $50, $100, I'll give something out of my personal pocket. I want to make sure that, obviously that's great. Y'all got more than what you expected, and that's kind of what happens in everything there too. But I want to make sure that we're here to support any of these groups that, these types of events. So again, that it doesn't, happen. But good thing if we end up getting more people than we planned, right? So it's always a good thing. Wonderful. All right. Anyone else? Any alibis? Okay. So then on to item 15, any future agenda items?
So this is Judge Advocate Terry Byron. One, we need to talk about going dark for June, July, and August. I'd like to add the Veterans Day Parade back onto the agenda, almost like a permanent thing. And then I would like to request the opportunity to have Dignity Memorial do a presentation to the committee. It's been a long time since we've done anything to educate veterans about their burial benefits and what's necessary.
And I've been so supportive, especially of all our memorials across the area. So thank you for that. Do we have any comments? First, second, to have that put on the agenda? Do we need to do that?
I don't think we need to vote on it. And then I just want to remind everybody, I forgot, Amari sent it out just before the meeting, is we have StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative Lunch and Learn is Thursday, April 25th at the Literacy Connects from noon to 1:30. It's a free event, but they want you to get a RSVP. It's a free ticket on Eventbrite if you click on the link. I think it would be really good to have a lot of veteran organizations participate and learn more about their military voices, what impact they can have.
So do we need a vote on having Dignity Memorial on the committee report? Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to make a note, should put a thing on there to get approval for a pallet of water for the military lounge in case they need it during the break, so that I can pay for it.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'll forget it when it comes up for the military lounge.
Do y'all want to vote on that now? Or put it on the agenda for next month?
Put it on the agenda for next month, because then if they call me, I already got the approval to go ahead and do it.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Anything else? All right. So, Henry, can you please close us out with a benediction, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to gather today and get this done and the knowledge spread throughout. Please watch over us and our family, as well as all veterans and active duty. In thy holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. 7:04, this adjourns our meeting. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see you on the 8th of May, 6